share on Bobby's 2-year cake or 2-year date today. Okay.
Okay. Hi, everyone. I'm Amanda. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Amanda.
I have been blessed with knowing Bobby since like September. I think it was like the recovery day we met originally, but Bobby became my sponsor around the time of my birthday, and that was like September. So for me, like I had a really hard time like getting through the steps, and you know, like I had a sponsor before, but it was just, we could never make time to meet up. And, you know, like I was, my first sponsor, I was in my step 4 for like months and months. And like, I was really like desperate to find a solution, and I wasn't finding it. And then when I met Bobby, he introduced me to the like 12 steps in 12 hours. And I just feel so blessed because well, for one, like it's such a like simple solution, right? And I was able to get into it quickly and like understand it like very easily, right? Like Bobby has been by my side, like, you know, testing me on my knowledge of the steps on a daily basis since then, right? I mean, except for the times when I like ran away from him because I was living in my own will. But yeah, like, you know, like today, like, that solution has been embedded into my soul, and, I have that today. I have like true freedom, right? So Bobby, like, I just love you so much. And like, thank you like so much for like loving me when I didn't love myself. Right. Like, you've been there for me. Like, I don't know how many times, like I would like feel so guilty because I knew I was like hurting myself, and I wouldn't talk to you and I would run from you. And then I would just show up at your house crying my eyes out because I knew I screwed up and like, I needed you, your support back in my life. Right. So just thank you so much for being there. And, you know, like you've stuck it out with me the longest, as anyone has. And, you know, Ron too, like, I'm just so grateful I have you guys in my life. Like, I feel so, like positive and like, you know, I know God now and I know how to live in God's will. And like, that's all thanks to like having your guys' guidance in my life. And, you know, like, words couldn't express like how grateful I am for the life I have. You know, I look.
You're breaking up, Amanda.
Oh no.
Okay, go ahead. We hear you now.
Oh, I was done.
Okay, hey.
Why didn't you hear?
Okay, we
love you, Amanda. Thank you so much.
We love you, Amanda.
I love you.
Right on. Okay, Mark, would you like to share?
Hi, Mark. I'm an alcoholic.
Hey, Mark.
Mark.
I met Bobby when I was about 7 months sober. He reached out to me, and I was, at that time, I was struggling, right? I've never been through a set of steps. I've never, you know, I've just never really been a part of a program like this. And it was not until he like reached out to me, and, you know, he's like, he could take me through a set of steps in 12 hours and change my life. You know, I could be, he promised me that I could be happy and things would be okay. And you know what, like, ever since I did those set of steps, my life really, really changed. And I'm just so blessed, and that like, I could live in these steps daily and have faith that I'm gonna be okay daily. It just really changed my life. And I'm just really blessed to come to know this guy, this person. Bobby, you are awesome. And Ron, too, thank you. Yeah, love you guys.
Right on, Mark. Thanks,
love
buddy.
Love you too, Mark.
Right on. And how many months you got today?
I got 9 months.
Nine months! Yeah. We love you! Right on. Okay. Right on, Mark. Okay, the next speaker is Lorena. Right?
Hi, I'm Lorena. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Lorena.
Hey, I don't actually know you, Bobby, but congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know you, your face from the videos. Pulling up the papers.
Yeah, again, cut off. It's awesome.
So, but those steps were like, even though I just did 1, 2, and 3 and I'm working on the 4 right now, I can understand it so much more. Like, it was laid out so simply in those movies and or videos or whatever. So I'm really grateful for that. And I'm excited to just do the rest of them. And yeah, I don't know. I feel it feels really good. And I notice myself now, like I'll be arguing with myself in my head. And I'm like, oh, wait, is this my heart or my head? And I've been like saying that to myself all week now. And it's actually like it helps a lot, because before I would just be arguing with myself all day. And then like, yeah, something bad would happen. And I'm just like on my day 4 right now. So I'm really back new and everything.
Right,
like,
on. Yeah, awesome.
I've been in and out since September 2019. But so I've been trying, but I just haven't figured that solution, I guess. And everyone's always saying that to me. You're not living in the solution. And I had no idea what they meant. It was starting to really frustrate me. But I'm finally starting to get it. And it feels really good. So, yeah, I'm just grateful to be sober today, too. So, thank you.
Right on, Lorena, and happy 4 years. I mean, 4 days. Sorry. 4 days. 4 days. Okay, Taylor.
Hi, I'm an alcoholic. My name is Taylor.
Hi, Taylor.
Hi, Taylor.
I've known Bobby for about a week and a bit. Yeah, also met you on those videos before I met you on Zoom. You know what? At 10 months of sobriety, my life was going into the gutter, and I was the one putting it there. I was restless, irritable, and discontent, and I wanted to drink. I wanted to drink badly. And so, you know, I don't know what was in me or why I really did it, but I saw Ron on a lot of meetings, and I was like, I'm going to reach out to this guy. I'm going to reach out to this guy. So I remember I sent him an email, and I was like, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm Taylor. I'm really sad. And I want to go through the steps. And he didn't get back to me. But I called him out on a meeting, and I was like, and I sent you an email, and please, please get back to me. He's like, oh my gosh, I'm on it. And so we got to link up, and I got to go through the steps. And I remember I did my step 4 the first time, and I thought it was all about, oh, woe is me. I'm going to write down exactly what everyone else did wrong to me. Like, I don't have any part in that, really, you know? And when I went through my step 5 with Ron, it, like, completely blew my mind. Because, you know, as much as people did things to me, whatever, that's not what he was interested in. He's interested in my part. You know, so I got to see that I was, you know, manipulative. I was lying. I was cheating. I was dependent. I got to see all those things, and they were laid out really clearly. But that wasn't necessarily a bad thing, because what Ron told me was God wants me on the other side of these defects, you know, where I'm dependent. God wants me to be independent, but to ask for help when I need it, you know, where I was once lying. God wants me to be honest, you know, where I'm manipulative. God wants me to help others, right? So it was just beautiful to be able to see that. And I get to walk with God every day now. Like, there is no reason to not have this smile on my face. Mm-hmm. If I am living in the solution every day, if I am working these steps daily, there's no reason for the smile not to be on my face, you know? So it's just like amazing that I've been given this opportunity at like a second chance at my sobriety, really. You know, so congratulations again on 2 years, Bobby. You just light up these meetings. And, like, it's crazy because I've never actually met either of you in person. So the fact that, like, my life is this changed already, like, I can just imagine how freaking on fire with love I'm going to be for you guys when I finally meet you. So thank you so much for my sobriety.
Right on, Taylor. Thanks, and man. You got to love a month. You're coming up to a 1 year soon.
Coming up next month.
When?
June 16th.
June 16th. Perfect. Okay, we love you, Taylor. Okay, so Mike, Miracle Mike.
Hi, everybody. My name is Mike, and I'm an alcoholic.
Love you, Mike. Mike.
Hey, Bobby. How are you? Good. I'm glad to be here. I met Bobby, I guess, when I was 14 days sober. I got handed off to you by that loud guy named Ron. And I was a little bit confused because I started to do the stuff with him, then I got handed over to you. And I remember the first conversation we ever had. You were like on fire with love, and you were so happy. And you couldn't stop smiling, and I couldn't figure out why it was you were so happy. Until we got together, we went for breakfast, we did the steps, and you kind of said, you never have to worry again, and to live in your heart, which was the solution. And I learned a lot from you because you're always so positive and caring and generous with your time. And Ron and everybody else that I'm coming to encounter speak so highly of you. And I was like, I want what that guy has. I want what that guy has. And I told you that many times in our daily phone calls that we had. And every time I did, it's kind of like Amanda, whenever we did, I had to call you. I was a little bit nervous because you did try to quiz me every time. But I was ready for it. And I was like, yeah, I want what he has. That means I have to read this thing every day and I have to deliver it daily. Then that's what I'm going to do. And that's what I've done. And you've been a great inspiration for me. A great motivator, good mentor, and it doesn't matter whether we had good days or bad days. You're always inspirational with love, and so my life today is amazing, and I can't thank you enough for being a part of my life, as well as for you, Ron. You guys have been fantastic, and you've always surrounded myself with new friends and people that love me, care me, that are going to treat me the way I want to be treated, and you've also taught me to love myself. And I always wondered why you always kept on saying, I love you guys, because I found that kind of weird. but I now get it, right? It's living in your heart and lighting the world on fire with love is really your key message. And as per your message you put on Facebook today about Bobby, about caring about one person, getting to one person's heart, one heart at a time, will make a difference. And you've definitely shown that to me, and I've seen that you've done that for many other people. So with that, I'll just be quiet now, let somebody else speak. But a happy birthday, 2 years is amazing accomplishment. Bobby, you shared a lot with me and I've learned a lot from you. And I love you and to many more years ahead.
I love you too, Mike.
Right on, Mike. We love you, Mike. Hey, how many days you got?
145 days today.
Right on, Mike. We love you. Woo!
Yeah, thanks.
Right on. Okay, hi everybody, I'm Ron and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Ron.
Hi, guys. Oh my God. Jesus, Bobby. You know, everybody talking and, you know, I started this 31 years ago and, you know, I've had a lot of sponsees, but, you know, you're truly the best, Bobby, really. I mean, from the time I met you until today, it's like, oh my God. It's like, you know, I want to pass this on to somebody. I want to pass this on to so many people over all of these years. And it just so happens Bobby and I are kind of doing this the same way and, you know, working this together to change a lot of hearts is what we wanted to do. And I've talked to Bobby about this. And when I met Bobby, he was a mess, just like the rest of you guys. And I didn't see the rest of you, but oh my God, he was a mess. Mike, do you think you were a mess? Should have seen him. Hey, oh my goodness. Yeah, he was a mess. But, you know, I shared that day at the Aloha meeting is where I met Bobby. And you know, he came up to me after the meeting and says, oh man, do I want to work this and stuff. And I can remember talking to him right away over the phone. And he says, oh, I'm already doing the steps with somebody. And I am, but I still want to do it your way. Can I still do it your way or whatever? And I said, hey, yeah, no problem, whatever. But I'm just warning you, if you do these steps, you'll probably end up taking that person through the steps because you'll know way more than that person does. So, you know, so I warn people. I go, you do this work, your life is going to be on fire with love. Like, believe me, it will. So, yeah, and we started talking and he couldn't believe that it was 12 hours. So I'm like hiking mountains. I'm answering the phone to him. We actually went to the same mountain, hiked that mountain, Bobby, when I was talking to him. And I was answering the questions, and I know the page numbers, and I know the steps. So, you know, I'm working them with Bobby, hiking anywhere I'm going. So as we work this journey together, you took your 1 year. Where did you take your 1 year? I forget.
Hope Group.
Oh, yeah, the Hope Group. That's right. Yeah, I remember that now. And right after that, we've been talking, and we were talking. Like, these steps, you guys, there were only audio. There was no video. And Bobby, I said, you know what, Bobby? Why don't we do this video? Let's do this video. And we finally pieced it together. We went out to Chilliwack, and we did the videos. So we pieced all the videos together. And the next, as soon as this epidemic is over, we're going to end up updating the videos, Bobby and I, and going on holidays, maybe on the beach in Mexico, and we're going to redo the videos just to make it very crystal clear and easy, as, you know, people need to hear Bobby. They probably need to hear me a little bit too, but, you know, it's nice that I can pass this on to somebody so amazing, you know, who wants to set the world on fire with love as much as I do. I mean, you know, and that's the point I wanted to do this. I wanted to teach you people, and I want to teach everybody that there is a new way to live life. There is an amazing way to live life through your heart. You know, talk from your heart, see from the heart, you know, live from the heart, you know, walk with the heart. I mean, it's amazing. And that's what the 12 steps get you to do. So no matter where you are, no matter where you are in the world, we can change your life overnight. We can change your life within a few hours. We showed you that, Loretta, the other day. You weren't smiling the other day, but boy, I said, look at Taylor's smile. I said, look at her smile. She wasn't smiling, you guys. She wasn't smiling, believe me. And after we went through, just to help out a little bit, I went through steps 1, 2, and 3. The smile! It was like, oh my God. It was like, you know, and that's how steps 1, 2, and 3 should be. You get me? Your life should be. You should see life differently. We are reborn by the time we get to step 3. We know where God is, right? With God, you know, with faith, even having faith, it's like, oh my God. And believe me, it gets better. And as I told Bobby, it got better too, but not right away. It got better for him, but he thought that it didn't get any better right away. And then he was down on lockdown. So funny thing is he did how many months on lockdown, Bobby?
6 months.
6 months, yeah, and look where we're at today, all of us. We're at 6 months lockdown. So we had to go through the same as him. And I said, hey, Bobby, I said, don't chase them. Let them chase you. If you put it out there enough to the world that I'm willing to help people through the 12 steps, you will get calls. You will get people wanting the help, believe me. And he did. So, you know, Bobby, yeah. It's unbelievable. It's a great friend, one of my best friends in the world, and congratulations on your 2 years, and I'm so proud of you. I'm going to give you my older big book, not my oldest big book. I'll show you what it looks like. See? This is what it looks like. This is one of the old ones, hey? And it's yellow, I don't know if you can see it, but it's yellow and it's red.
I
can't
see it, but I know what you, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, okay. So I'm going to give you that, and I'll sign it, and I will have that for you the next time I meet up with you. And you know what? I love you, and congratulations on your 2 years, and happy 2 years today.
Thanks, Ron. I love you.
Right on.
Well, I guess it's my turn. My name is Bobby. I'm an alcoholic. I guess my sobriety date is May 20th of 2018, and you know what, we're all here to change this world one heart at a time, and it truly starts with your own. Before any of this, before I understood anything about the steps, I can't even start. Like, I don't really like talking a bit about or a lot about how it was like, but I had a lot of problems going on. I had a lot of stuff going on, even before I got sober this time, I was in a long-term relationship that was just crazy, and mainly because of my own doing. Actually, all of because of my own doing. I was looking at a lot of problems with the law. I was looking at so much stuff, and I just didn't know how to get sober again, right? I had no clue how to get sober again. And even the idea of getting sober, I didn't know what the difference was. You know, okay, I'm going to get sober again. I'm going to be still miserable. But I know that's what I have to do, but I'm still just going nuts. I'm going absolutely crazy all the time, and I'm depressed. I can't stop making the wrong decisions. You know, I have no self-worth. My life was a mess. I had so much stuff going on. You know, I was about a month and I was about a month sober though. I did meet a guy, and we started going through the steps, and somehow I did stay sober. But he told me I probably had to go to treatment. And I always thought the solution was you go to treatment, you get sober, and that's how you get sober. You go to treatment, right? I had so much stuff going on that it was unbelievable. I didn't know how I was going to deal with everything, and it would have been impossible, right? But believe it or not, I actually dealt with everything, and that's a gift. I could not believe it. But things were a mess. And even when I got sober after I met this guy, things were still really rough. I was depressed. I was scared I was going to go back out drinking. I was going crazy. And we're alcoholics, addicts, whatever. We try to overcomplicate everything. You know, I need to go to 7 meetings a week. I need to make a step forward this big. I need to do all this stuff. And I'm still not even connected to God because I don't even know where God is. I'm still listening to my head. I still am at my head at step 4. What's going on there? That's not right. You know, how am I supposed to live and stay sober and be happy and have this life that we can see people living when I don't even know what I'm doing, right? I had no clue what was going on. And, you know, thank God I did. It was weird coincidence, right? I had to go to court one day for something that I was looking at. Possibly, yeah, no, I was probably going to go to jail for a long time. And I'll tell you the truth, I should be in jail right now. I should be in jail or I should be dead. Like, I'm not the person I am today. You should see my step 4. Every single person was angry, 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 angry on all of my defects. From every single person, I had angry in every single one. I was miserable. I was mean. I was, anybody from my past knows, I was a very mean person. Not today. Like the little business cards with hearts on them, like that's me today, and I'm so proud of that. You know, I actually am proud of that because I love myself today. But you know what? I went to court for this thing, and it got adjourned, and I ended up going to a North Vancouver meeting that day, and I heard someone talk about a meeting on the beach, and I'm like, what, a meeting on the beach? That sounds great. And I went there, and I heard Ron share, right? And you know, the guy I knew that I needed to start connecting with like old timers. This is, again, I'm an alcoholic. I'm trying to overcomplicate things, right? I'm like, I need to connect with old timers to stay sober. I need to do this to stay sober. And so I got Ron's card, and here I am. I think it's probably the next day, and I'm working on my step 4, and I'm going crazy again. But I see his card, and I give him a call. And he tells me, you know what, we can go through the steps. I do them in 12 hours. And I was like 12 hours, like, okay. Like, what? And I was like, I'm going through a set of steps right now. How can we, would I be able to do them? He's like, yeah, of course. And I said, well, I'm probably going to do the other set of steps after. And he's like, okay, well, you can decide that after. I did end up throwing that set of steps in the garbage, I'll tell you that. But I started learning about this, and I was so desperate. I remember I woke up at 5 in the morning. I thought I was going through 12 steps in 12 hours in one day, and I did steps 1, 2, and 3. I called Ron. Ron was hiking a mountain, and he's screaming. You could hear people screaming at him, telling him to quiet down. It was hilarious. And then, but he's telling me and explaining to me about the first 3 steps. And I, you know, I was one of the guys that he was like, you're confusing me. You're completely confusing me, right? Because my step 1 made no sense. My step 2 made no sense. My step 3 made no sense. It's from my own understanding that I thought these steps were about. I had no clue that, okay, we get to step 1. Yes, we have these symptoms, right? I have I have the obsession of the mind. I have the allergy of the body, and I'm always restless, irritable, discontent, right? But I never knew that the main problem of the alcoholic centers in his mind rather than his body. And the main thing I needed to know is that the problem was my thinking, and I cannot trust my thinking, because if I don't know that, I will get back there. I'm going to get miserable again. I will tell myself I can drink again. I go right back to that allergy, right back to restless, irritable, discontent. And this is what I've been doing the whole time, right? The whole time. Wow. I finally know something now. I actually know something that I can work off of. And we do get into a solution, right? We get to steps two. Or step two and three, but step two, we talk about a solution. You know, and the big book says that the main object is to enable us to find a power greater than yourself, which will solve your problem, right? A problem. My problem is my thinking, and it's going to solve my problem. It's going to solve all my problems. But you know what? I never knew. I knew the solution was God, but I never knew where God was. I had no clue about this. And every time, it made so much sense to me, because we talk about God being in the heart. And the big book talks about God being in your heart. The central fact of our lives today is the absolute certainty that the Creator has entered into our hearts and lives in a way which is indeed miraculous, right? Deep down inside every man, woman, and child is the fundamental idea of God. And this tells me that there's no more God inside of me than there is inside of each and every one of you. Somebody that's homeless, there is God never left me. I just never listened to God. So every time that I stole something, that I got in a fight, and I knew inside my heart that this was wrong, and like, especially like, I remember going in fights, and I'd fight all the time, and my heart was telling me, don't do this, don't do this, you're a good person. But I never listened to that. And that was God the whole time. The exactly. whole time. And especially when I went out to go drink, my heart screamed at me telling me not to drink. But I never listened to it. And you know what? We end up, the heart will tell us something, and then my head will second guess it. Right? I actually asked Ron this one time. I was like, Ron, can I ever second guess my heart? Oh, yeah, right. Ask Ron that. See what happens. Right? Never second guess your heart with your head. Your heart is always telling you the truth. So now I know what the solution is. I know where the solution is. You know, that floors me. The solution has been within me the whole time. I don't have to listen to this head anymore. Let's get into the solution. Where do I want to live every day? I want to live in my heart. Right. I want to make that decision to turn my thinking, my actions over to God. And I want to be in my heart every day. I want to love people. I want to love myself. I want to pray. I want to have God in my life. And I want to be in my heart. I want to be happy. And then, you know what? We started, I talked to Ron one day about this faith thing, because it was actually like after I'd done the steps and I started getting depressed and I was looking at my steps and I was trying to study everything and I had no clue what was going on. This is when I was on house arrest. And we started talking about the faith. And you know what? I needed to have faith that I needed to have faith in myself and know that things are going to be okay. If I have faith in these steps, I have faith in God. But most importantly, I got faith in myself that things are going to be okay. You know what? That kept me going and things started to get a lot better. But you know what? The big book does say that faith without works is dead. So I had to put in the action, right? When I was on house arrest, I started helping a lot of people. And I was a month and a half sober, 2 months sober, and things started changing fast. I didn't know how to, you know what? Thank God I had a great sponsor and still have a great sponsor that helped guide me through that. And I don't know how it happened. First, a couple people started reaching out, and then I'd take them through the first three steps. I'd never hear from them again. And then I'd start having 10 people at a time come help me with the steps. And I'd be helping all these people. And like, I'm going to tell you, like, this is, I can't believe like who I got to be and who I get to be today. You know, that's from somebody that was the most angry, mean guy ever to someone who loves himself and loves other people. And somebody has to care out here. Right? Like somebody has to care. And what a gift to be able to be part of Alcoholics Anonymous, to help people with the steps, to see someone so miserable, to get out of their head, into their heart, start loving themselves and see that there actually is hope, right? There is hope and that they can do this. And then they give it to somebody else. That's amazing. Like that is amazing. That is the biggest gift I have. And like, sure, life is really good today, but like that is one of the biggest gifts I have. And I'm so happy that I get to help people with these steps. It has changed my life completely, right? But you know what? We learn about steps two and three. We want to be in that solution all
the time. You got 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
30 minutes, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to keep going here.
Right on.
But yeah, you know, we learned about steps 2 and 3, and this is where I want to be every day. And you know what? Right away, I looked down and I started my step 4, like instantly. Steps 1, 2, and 3 went into my step 4. I don't want to waste any more time. Like, I want to get through these steps. I want to have this solution in my life. And I know, and what I did learn about these steps is that they have solutions for everything in my life. I had no clue about that. I thought, you do the steps, you're done with them, you stay sober, that's it. No, that's not true, right? They give you solutions for everything. But I sat down, did my step 4, went through everything, anger, all my defects, holy, it was insane, through the resentment, go through my fears, go through my sex, go through my harms. Every time I had a question, I'd call Ron. He'd answer it. Bam, hang up, keep going. And as soon as I was done, I was like, okay, what do I do now? And he's like, you're done for today. And I was like, what? Like, I thought we were finishing the steps, but no, I'll see you on Friday. And it was Monday. And so I met up with Ron on that Friday, and we went, and we did the step 5, right? And I thought, I'm just going to go do step 5. And a lot more came out of that, right? And you know, we'll hear about, I go on top of a mountain and I tell my whole life story, and I feel this big load of stuff off my back. Well, that's not true. I started to, going through this step 5, I started to look at my part, right? I started learning about resentments, right? Resentments, I had no clue why I was getting resentments, but resentments have nothing to do with any other person, place, or thing. It's how I've been blaming all of you my whole life, because I'm selfish, I'm dishonest, I'm self-seeking and frightened.
Right.
And it's how I've been reacting. It's because I can't blame anybody anymore, because I know it has to do with me. It's all how I react, mm-hmm. right? Today, we can change that. We can change that. But now I know this. I know this, so it doesn't make sense to have a resentment anymore. It does not make sense, right? And then we go through the fears. And I started to learn that, you know, okay, we have the fear, and it's, you know, we ask God to remove our fear of, okay, let's say abandonment, and direct my attention to what he may have me be. Well, direct my attention towards some sort of action. I can't just pray myself out of fear, and I always thought that would work, but I always prayed myself more into fear. It never worked. I needed to apply some sort of action, right? And then we can, bam, at once we commence to outgrow fear. It's at once. It's not later. It's now, right? Wow, right? There's something else I didn't know. And then we go through our sex, and you know what? Like, sex in any alcoholic addict's life is very troublesome, right? Exactly how the people tell us. It's very troublesome. I don't know one alcoholic or addict that has had a successful relationship or an amazing relationship in active alcoholism. If you know somebody, damn, like, I'd like to hear from them, because that's a story. But like, it's not true. Everything was a mess. So I started to learn, what should I be doing instead, right? And when it comes to relationships, like, the main things I really got to look at is respect, honesty, communication, compromise, and feeling comfortable. And I'll tell you, communication was a big one for me. I didn't know how to communicate. I had no clue, right? And this even comes with friendship relationships. Like even myself and my sponsor, I need to communicate. Or any of my friends, I need to communicate, right? And I should follow these 5 things, right? But then we get to our harms, and our harms list is really just so we can walk free someday. And why is it to walk free? Like, I know we're just explaining the step 5, but our step 9 list, or our step 8 list is made in our step 4 harms list. And I need to make these amends to other people so I can walk free, right? I need to walk free. And this is why we have this, our inventory, right? I have this inventory. I get to see my part. And what the step 5 is for is so I can get my defects, right? I can get these things that have been blocking me off from God the whole time and blocking me off from my heart. Because you know what? I was at step 3. I know where God is. And I have all this faith, and things are amazing. Things are going to be okay. But then I get angry, or I get insecure. I get jealous. You know, I start blaming you, and I'm out of my heart, I'm back into my head, I'm feeling restless, irritable, discontent. What happened? How did this happen? It's because I have these defects, right? And these need to get dealt with. And you know, when we talk about like the step 6, and it's like thinking and knowing about the defect of character, that's like during the day, okay? During the day, I'm getting angry, okay? I'm at work, I'm getting angry. But now I know I'm in my defect of character, and I do not want to be in that defect. I want to jump into step 7. Right, I want to jump right into step 7, and I want to flip it around with an asset. And with God's help and a new action, it can actually be removed. So instead of getting angry, well, you know what? I know I'm getting angry. I need to be in step seven. I do my step seven prayer every day. I can pray, but then I need to pause. Okay, I'm going to pause. I'm going to breathe. And then I'm going to react with respect. Instead of reacting with anger, right? I'm going to react with respect. But I need to stop, right? And these step seven actions are things that I had to look at daily and apply daily. Because I don't want to be back in those defects that block me off from God in my heart. Right? But then we have our step eight list, which of course came from our step four harms list. But maybe by now we have some more people to add. And I know I harmed a lot of people. Like having, at the time I did the steps, having 30 people for my harms list was not enough. Right? I had to add more people to that harms list. But you know what? I started to learn how to do these amends. And when I got to step nine, we talk about getting into, like, I need to start with myself first. And the reason being is that I've done so much harm to myself that I have to learn how to love myself and forgive myself first. Because if I can't love and forgive myself, how am I supposed to go out to anybody? How am I supposed to go to Ron or Amanda or Mark and say I was wrong? It doesn't work. You know, I'm going to be in shame, go up, sorry, boom, that's it. You know, I've done amends before in the past and none of those promises came true. But the most important thing is I had to work these amends to myself every single day. And then I started going out and making amends to others, however possible, right? And the amends to self list is like, I'm going to have things in there that are like, live in steps 2, 3, 7, 9, 10, 11, 12 daily. I'm going to call my sponsor. I'm going to go to 3 meetings a week. Maybe now Zooms, you're going to go to 40 meetings a week. I don't know, but that's something like my sponsor now. But, you know, there's things that are going to keep me loving me and keeping me sober daily, right? And some goals that I need to set goals. I need to achieve them. I'm going to save and budget. And you know what? I look at my amends list now, my amends to self, and I'm doing mainly all of these things. It's amazing. And what's the result of my life now? My life is pretty good today. Like, it really is. And it's all thanks to these steps and God. That's it. You know, yeah, I have a really good sponsor, but if I didn't, I could have a really good sponsor. I could work the steps and then I could stop working the steps, not listen to God, not listen to my heart. And there I am, miserable again. And you know what? It's just, it's amazing how these steps work. It really is. And I thought, like, you know what? I can overcomplicate everything or we can keep things very simple, very simple. And that's all I've been doing is working these steps, helping people with the steps. And anytime someone reaches out or I reach out, it's just, I don't know. Like, honestly, I can't even describe how much my life has changed. Right? It's unbelievable. But I guess I'll finish going through the rest of the steps. And
yeah. What about 10, 11, and 12?
I forgot about them.
No, you
didn't. But no. And then we have step 10, and step 10 is done all through the day. And this is when I got to continue looking out for selfishness, dishonesty, resentment, and fear, right? And when these crop up, I'm going to ask God at once to remove them. And then number 3 is I need to call somebody immediately.
Yeah.
And this is the thing that I learned through my sponsor that, you know what? Step 10 is like, you do the whole list. You do all 5 things. You don't just stop at, okay, I'm going to pray to God. He's going to remove it. And then I'm golden. Because these 4 things, the selfishness, the resentment, the dishonesty, and the fear are my core defects of character. Mm-hmm. And when I don't deal with them, they start exploding out into so many other defects of character, right? It's like an ugly tree that just branches out. And then I come home, you know, I'm in fear, I'm depressed, I'm in shame, I'm guilty, I'm insecure, and I don't know what to do anymore. Right? There's so much stuff piling up. I don't know how to deal with it. But this is why I have step 10 to deal with it right away. Right away. It's not done at night. It's done right on the spot. Right? And so that's why, okay, number 3, I'm going to call somebody immediately. Probably someone that's not going to co-sign what's going on. Mm-hmm. Right? Probably not the best idea. Go to number 4, and I'm going to make amends quickly if I've harmed anybody.
Exactly.
maybe I'm at work and I reacted wrong. Well, hey man, you know what? I shouldn't have spoke to you that way. And that was wrong. Right? Like, make amends quickly if we've harmed anyone. And then number five, I'm going to resolutely turn my thoughts to somebody I can help. Right? I'm going to reach out. I'm going to turn my attention to somebody else instead of myself. Right? But step 10 is so important to work all through the day. Mm-hmm. And then we talk about our code, and Alcoholics Anonymous actually has a code. And it's love and tolerance of others is our code. Right?
Exactly.
I need to follow this code. I have to love other people. I have to tolerate other people. That's it. Okay? And then we have a daily reprieve contingent on the maintenance of our spiritual condition. Okay? So I need to maintain this spiritual condition. Now, on the maintenance of my spiritual condition. So, like, if I'm not doing step 10 throughout the day, if I'm not working these steps all through my daily life, how am I maintaining my spiritual condition? All I have is a daily reprieve from drinking, right? And this is actually a gift from God. And what do I do with a gift? Do I throw it away? No, I cherish it. I absolutely cherish it, right? So this exactly. is why we have step 10, and it's so important to work all through the day, right? And it's on the spot. It is not at night. At nighttime, I'm going to do step 11. I'm just going to follow what the big book tells me. And I know the 12 by 12 might talk different and talk about doing an inventory at night and whatever, but I'm just going to do what the big book tells me, right? And I'm going to do it right on the spot, and I'm going to deal with it right away and keep this daily reprieve. But then we got step 11, and step 11 is prayer and meditation. Well, prayer is, of course, talking to God. Meditation is listening. And if God's in my heart, I'm just listening to my heart. No. I think Buddhist meditation, all that stuff is awesome, right? But like, just turn off that head, pray, and listen to your heart, right? But then we have our on awakening, and on awakening is really important. Step 11 at night, when I retire at night, is very important, because I'm going to go through all my day. I'm going to write out my inventory. I'm going to come up with solutions so I can deal with it the very next day,
mm-hmm.
right? And this is how we keep growing and growing, and all these problems that come up, like, I'm an alcoholic. I don't want a bunch of problems piling up and not dealing with them. I have to deal with them right away. Have to, right? My sobriety actually counts on it. It really does. So step 11 at night is very important. And, you know, Ron's taught me this as well, is like, when I've got a sponsee and they're falling off, the first thing I'll ask them is like, have you been doing your step 11 at night?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been working your step 9 amends to self? Because everything is in there. And if they say no, well, let's get back to it. Let's start with step 11 at
exactly.
night. Let's get back to your amends to self. Let's get right back to it, because we want you loving you, and you want to be going through everything throughout the day so we can start dealing with things again.
Exactly. Right?
But then, of course, we have the on awakening in the morning. And I've read this so many times. I used to wake up every single day. I get up every single day and I read on awakening, and it started getting lodged in my brain that I remember this thing. So every single day I get up for work and I literally pray and say the whole on awakening every day, right? It's sweet. But you know, I'm going to ask God to direct my thinking. One of the biggest things in step 11, this is the only thing I want to talk about the on awakening, because it was one of the biggest parts of my sobriety, and still actually is pause, right? I'm going to pause when agitated or doubtful, restless, irritable, discontent, or stressed out, and I'm going to ask God for the right thought or action. The main thing, I'm going to pause, and then I'm going to ask God for the right thought or action, and remind myself I'm no longer running the show, right? I remember going to work, and my foreman's telling me to do something, and I'm like, oh, I can do this a better way. This is stupid. I'm getting mad, and then, you know what? I need to pause. I need to pause, and I need to ask God for the right thought or action. I'd always have a sense of peace as soon as I did that. Always a sense of peace, and I would laugh at myself. I literally would. Here I am. Everything's working fantastic in my life, and here I am trying to throw a wrench in it. Why? Why would I do that, right? It's not my thinking trying to take over again. So you know what? That pause when agitated or doubtful is one of my favorite things through step 11. It really is. But then we get to step 12. And, you know, step 12 really is just living in these steps daily and helping others with the steps. How do I help another alcoholic or an addict is with the steps. That was made very clear to me, and I didn't listen. And you know what? The truth is, I was going nuts sometimes. I was going absolutely nuts seeing people go back out drinking, wasting my time. But the realistic thing is the only way that I can help somebody is with the steps. That's it. You know, and the same opportunity that was given to me, I'm going to give to each and every one of you or anybody, right? I'm going to try to get you out of your head, back into your heart, and give you the same opportunity, right? And then go give this to somebody else, right? Mm-hmm. Let's go set this world on fire with love. Each and every person, let's start helping somebody one person at a time change the world one heart at a time, right? And it works. It's amazing. And you know what? Of course, we hear about the spiritual awakening. Well, I start to see life different. I start to see life different through these steps. You know, I start caring about other people. The fact that you can put, before you could put a dollar and a bus ticket in front of me and I would have stole it from you as soon as you turn around. You could put $5 billion in front of me and you could stay there for 5 years and I wouldn't touch a dollar. That's amazing today. You know, I see life completely different. It keeps changing and it keeps getting better and better and better and better. Mm-hmm. You know, I've got an amazing job today. I've got fantastic people in my life today. You know, I can't even explain like how much my life has changed, and it's all thanks to Alcoholics Anonymous and these steps, right? It's just, yeah, it absolutely amazes me. And, you know, each and every one of us are, no one's different, right? Nobody's different. You know, I've got 2 years, Ron's got 31, you know, Taylor's almost got a year, Amanda's got over a year and a half. Like we're all the same. Right? We're all the same. All we have is this daily reprieve. That is it. And you know what? I just love all of you. And I don't know. I can't picture life any other way. I cannot picture life any other way. And I wouldn't want to risk stop working these steps in my life and stop helping people to go back to the way I was living, because there was no way to live. It was no way to live at all. And after seeing the other side, it is like, it is something I could have never dreamed about, right? Actually feeling happy, actually feeling content with my life. You know, I could not sit alone ever. I was always in my head. I was in fear. If you put me alone in a room and I'm going crazy, I probably have an anxiety attack. I love being alone now. I love being alone. Being on house arrest was one of the best times in my life at that time. It actually was the best time of my life, and I was 2 months sober. That's crazy. Yeah, these steps work. And, you know, I just encourage everybody to keep working this and don't ever sell yourself short, right? And you know what? There's a big difference is when you start helping people, you can just feel your heart just explode with love. Just explode, right? And there's a big difference between helping people with the steps and staying sober and not helping people with the steps. I want sobriety. I want to help change the world. I want to give people these steps and give them the same opportunity that was given to me. Right. And you know what? That's, yeah. What a life. You know, I could just ramble on about amazing, fantastic, bam. But yeah, what a life. I love you all. And yeah, thanks for my sobriety.
Right on. We love you, Bobby.
We love you, Bobby.
We love you, Bobby.
Woo! Right on.